I want to take you on a little trip, so just ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, right now, I need an anointing to understand your word and comprehend who I am in Christ. In Jesus' name. Yesterday, the only word that I got was the elect. And I said, okay, the elect. So we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to start with verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Can't start anything better than that. And it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, if you change the word apostle to sent one, you're going to have a message to those that are sent by God. Amen? To God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkling by his blood. Now that's a mouthful. To God's elect. Who are God's elect? We are. Why? Why? Why did he choose you? Because he wanted to. That's a good word. What else? The scripture says many are chosen. Called.
Few are chosen.
Why is it that few are chosen?
Because they believe in the Son.
Yeah, but the called ones believe in the Son too.
So they let the elect move forward.
The chosen ones are the ones that obey, and there are few that do that.
Thank you. That's the beginning of change right there. Those who are willing to lay down their plans and to let God be God. See, there are many that are called. And the Holy Spirit was pressing me. How many know he knows how to push your buttons? I was 27 years old when I knelt down in front of my kitchen sink. I had two sons, parents that were both alcoholics, driving me crazy. I was listening to Billy Graham, and I did it 2 weeks in a row on a Friday night because I didn't think I had done it right the first time. How many know we think we screw up all the time? That's the thinking process. That was 1967, not quite yesterday. 10 years later, my friend, who had been living in California, moved back east, introduced me to the Charismatic Renewal, and I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and got my new language. Only four syllables, obviously. But there's a 10-year gap. In that 10 years, there was a beginning, and I had already said yes to Jesus. The only change in me was I was interested in the scripture for the first time in my life. That hunger was created by his choice, not mine. Do I get an amen? You see, sometimes Philippians 2:13. because I want to make sure that I apply the word that I'm getting with my own life so you can taste how to go higher. Philippians 2:13 says, it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Who was at work in me? Who was pushing my buttons to change me from a lover of the word to introduction to his spirit? He moved my friend with a U-Haul trailer, okay, all the way to the house you visited this past week with Kirsten and the three boys. Yeah. Because my buddy's sister happens to be Kirsten's grandmother. Yeah, you heard right. My buddy's sister was Kirsten's grandmother. Kirsten's grandmother was part of that prayer group that was formed in 1977, along with her brother and his wife, who, by the way, are both with the Lord. So Kirsten has a history of the Lord. Now, she's maybe doing her own thing, but God knows how to get a hold of her when he's ready. And she knows how to bow if she wants to. But she doesn't have to bow if she don't want to. Because he respected my choices just like he'll respect everyone else's. Okay? But it can't, in order to get you to see who was pushing my buttons, it took all those years of a little bit at a time changing the way that I think. Was I chosen then?
Yes.
No.
You're called.
I was called. You need to be proven faithful in order to go to the next level. How are you going to prove yourself faithful? How?
By obedience.
By doing what he says. Exactly. By obedience. Now, what is obedience going to cost you?
Probably everything.
Right?
Going to cost you your whole attitude. It's going to cost you all your selfishness. It's going to cost you some bucks once in a while, or maybe quite often. And it's going to cost you your way of thinking. Oh, I should have heard an amen on that one, because you see, your way of thinking is of the
world.
Of the world, and what else? Adamic, carnality, thoughts about me, myself, and I, and how great I am, and how great I'm going to be, and all my plans are going to come out the way I want them to.
Amen.
All right. So what am I telling you? I'm trying to tell you that at one point, he decided to choose because of my choices. The hunger and the honeymoon in 1977 was so intense that I couldn't sit still. Now, when he decided, I would definitely say before the world began, foreknowledge of God. Okay, go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, who had been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ. It's all coordinated. Yes, he did know what I was going to choose, but I could have chosen to do it my way. I could have chosen to reject. Free will was given. Amen? Did he pray for me? I believe he did. I believe he prayed for me in more than one way. He told Peter, you will not fail because I prayed for you. But in your natural mind, when you're looking at your actions and reactions, you say, oh my God, there's no hope for me.
Amen.
Okay? So what am I telling you now? I am trying to awaken you to the fact that your election and your chosen was done in the realm of the Spirit so that you would know that you can become and will become, if you continue to bow,
the corporate body of Christ. The corporate body of Christ, when it comes into fullness, will manifest in the earth and transform the earth from a dead planet to a living planet. You say it doesn't look dead now. Well, if you looked at the amount of sin, what it has done to this planet, then you'd get a better picture. Romans 8 says that everything is going to be transformed back to fullness of life. Instead of having deserts all over the earth, they're going to change. Instead of having monsters in the animal kingdom, they're going to be what? Changed.
All right. Verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never be perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, not kept in the earth. Kept in the heavenly kingdom for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last times. Do you qualify for that timing? In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. How is he going to reveal himself? In us. And through us. See, the diligence, I believe, of Peter being chosen to write this letter is a double-edged sword. If you knew my background and if you knew Peter's background, we're very well related. Okay? Because I was quite strong-willed. My mom would tell you that because she was strong-willed too, and so would my dad. What am I telling you that for? Because it was God's plan. See, those that are strong-willed look at it as, oh my God, there's a flaw in me. No. It's also called tenacity. Yep. And if you can't be stubborn in the things of God, you might have been stubborn in the things of the flesh. Amen. Come on. Amen. All right? So don't look at it as a hopeless case. Look at it as in a transition until he makes you into what he's called you to be. Those things that were will be transformed into something awesome.
Amen.
Whoops. We hit a target. Close your eyes. Say, Father, I can see.
Father, I can see.
The old me.
The old me.
It's not a hopeless me.
I was chosen and elected.
To be transformed in nature. From a natural realm to a spirit being.
Full of life and glory.
I will manifest the kingdom of God. On target.
Full of life.
Full of vitality.
And all these things
that try to hold me back
are nothing to me.
Because I know how to hold on to God's promise.
And if he can do it for Kim,
he can do it for Peter,
he can do it for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When is Jesus Christ revealed? Is it a time slot that he's speaking about? Or is it really
an experience in your lifestyle that he knows how to bring that about in every generation.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, I believe there's a double meaning to this particular word. Because I do believe that the Lord will return soon in a people. But I'm not saying he wasn't in a people already. I believe we've got some samples along the background that have given us a taste of those that were obedient to the Lord. Joan of Arc was an example. She was obedient to receive from the Lord, and the kingdom at that time of the earth was full of unbelief. And they tortured her. They ended up killing her. Was she obedient? Mm-hmm. Every step of the way. They laughed at her. They may laugh at us for a season, but I do believe that when the Holy Spirit is fully alive in a people, that it will start to manifest in ways that you and I could never conceive or imagine. And I'm going to take you back to what we talked about a little bit the other day, when I happened to mention that the woman was woman of God, several women of God, who had been praying for a people in Massachusetts. And they were living in downtown Washington on Massachusetts Avenue, of all places. And they gave us a word that we were those chosen people that they had been praying for. Never met us. He's formed a group. Yesterday, I was listening to a gentleman. And Paul Keith Davis was interviewing another gentleman. And they were talking about the coming set apart ones. Those that are set apart for a purpose in different regions of our country. Yeah. Different regions, because there's going to be certain places where God has chosen a people to do a specific work governmentally. You say, well, you mean to tell me that he chose us? Yes. He chose you and he made you into the elect. Now, otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. You know why? He'd put you somewhere else. He'd put you wherever he has a purpose for you. Okay? And I know we're running a little bit over time, but I want to make sure that you realize how precious you really are in Christ. And the whole purpose is God's plan unfolding in this house of prayer. Not that you are the elite that are more special than anyone else. That is BS. Don't buy that line. If anybody tries to tell you, oh, we're the best church, that's crap. You are servants for this people. Servants for this region. Servants for the Most High God. Peter was a servant. Jesus was a servant. Peter had a problem when Jesus wanted to wash his feet. Why? Because he was proud. He's washing away yours and my pride. He's washing it away so that we can become what he's called us to be corporately. So I want you to close your Bible up. Put your Bible on your seat and stand up. And come on up. Come on. Do it quickly. We need to just stay under this anointing right now. Say, Father, this word is for me.
Father, this word is for me.
And it's coming into my heart.
And it's coming into my heart.
And I will obey.
And I will obey.
Through your grace.
Through your grace.
And your favor.
And your favor.
You're forming me.
You're forming me.
Into a corporate body.
Into a corporate body.
To serve.
Serve,
and to release,
and to release
in Massachusetts
a people
that would be interested in God's plan,
that would be interested in
God's plan.
Not only for this region,
but for the welfare
of this land.
This land was chosen by God.
Because they chose to serve.
The King of Kings.
200 and something years ago.
They had a song in New England.
There's no king for us.
But King Jesus.
And likewise.
Likewise,
there's no king for us,
but King Jesus.
We rejoice
as we learn to obey
corporately
to carry the cross
until it is lifted up
in Massachusetts
and the people of Massachusetts
will come to life in Christ
because of God's glory.
Because
the anointing that you have placed on us.
Because
we know now we are the elect.
Chosen by God.
To do this work.
That you have called us to do.
In Jesus' name.
Let it be completed.
As your word has declared.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise, Lord Jesus.
Be our King.
Be our Lord.
Be our Savior.
Be our healer.
And we'll spread the news
to the north,
to the south,
to the east,
to the west.
And Chicopee shall rise
for the glory of God.
I declare it.
The metropolitan area
of Springfield,
Holyoke.
And Chicopee.
West Springfield.
Westfield.
And the eastern sections.
Like Palmer.
Like where?
Wherever we live.
We shall spread the news.
That
Jesus Christ
is the only way.
And the perfect way.
For his glory.
I'm your servant, Lord.
Let it be done.
According to your perfect plan.
In Jesus' name.
So be it.
We confirm this word, Lord Jesus. We confirm and seal it in Jesus' name. Aho, Bahata Shikia. Polaria Riakia, Roba Baba Sandarakaya. Polan Nikia Rukukukukuya Hataya. Eye, Kile Mo, Rebe Beata. The heavens are rejoicing.
Girl, get ready for more things that are going to happen, and you will give the glory to God.
And your house will be set free. Your house will be set free, says the Lord. Your house will be set free.
There's no one hopeless, girl. There's no one hopeless.
Hallelujah.
Any additions?
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me.
With his power.
With his power he will raise me.
upon you as you go forth in obedience. And let that gift of grace be multiplied to you. You know, it's signs and wonders as you lay hands on the sick, as you release grace to those that are in brokenness.